Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Oh, Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
Do you dress based on the music that starts the show? Because you're wearing what?
It's a vibe, isn't it?
You're wearing what the Waiting for Wednesday character in your sitcom would wear.
I think I finally did a good choice in casting the clothing.
You're wearing jeans, but you're also wearing a coat.
Right.
Like a power coat.
Right. It's a blazer.
It's a blazer.
So, but I'm waiting on Wednesday because it's casual, but it's also kind of like, you know.
Are you a struggling lawyer in this show?
I'm a mom trying to have it all, just waiting on Wednesday.
That's it. Yes.
I'm in after school pickup line, just waiting on Wednesday.
But you also have a really good job.
Yeah. No, No, I take care of the family. Absolutely.
Is Wednesday your daughter?
Yes. It's got to be. Isn't Wednesday always the daughter? Adam's
waiting
family.
On Wednesday. Yes.
Waiting on Wednesday. Yeah.
Is that it?
Uh-huh.
This thing writes itself.
This is going to be a great show that we're writing.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Waiting on Wednesday.
I'm going to help write it. I'm involved now. Oh, great.
Just got to put myself in the narrative.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're a part of it now.
Mm-hmm.
You are, you're funding it. I believe you're
executive
producer.
I'm executive producer.
And showrunner. And yeah. And best boy. Isn't that a job?
I'm the best boy?
Isn't that a job?
I'm the key grip.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So key.
I'm the gang boss.
What?
That's one of them too.
It is?
Watch shows and movies and just
gang
keep,
boss?
Yeah, you're like in charge of the electricians.
Oh, that sounds very mobby.
I think they're very union titles that have been around for a long time.
That sounds like it's straight out of the mob.
And I really, then we meet at the pasta place and then we plan out our next moves.
As gang boss, you have to.
You have to.
Wow.
Corner booth, please. Bring me some Chianti in one of those basket bottles.
Why is he just petting a cat?
He's got big plans.
Now that's a show.
Which one? Waiting for Wednesday or Gang Boss?
Gang Boss. Dancing Eric Hansen, Gang Boss.
Weekends on Fox after Baywatch is Gang Boss. Start Dancing Eric Hansen.
Baywatch, the reboot.
God. Oh,
thanks, Z-Sleeves.
What is it that Hollywood is just out of ideas?
I think.
Is that it? I mean, you look at the number one movie this past weekend is Dune.
Dune
2.
Yeah.
Which is based on another Dune.
But they already did Dune.
Which they already did.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like, you want new ideas, but they're just not coming. Are we like, we're just to a point in civilization where it's like, well.
I think the new ones don't do as well.
Yeah.
Like the one with Nicolas Cage where everyone was dreaming about him, had a lot of buzz and then just died.
I didn't even see it.
I never saw it either.
I didn't even know where to see it.
Good point. But then there's like Ghostbusters 12, which is coming out in 2 weeks. So
Ghostbusters 12.
Whatever number they're on.
Well, ghosts don't know when to stop.
They
know?
Don't. And
they're back.
Hollywood knows just to put money on things that will franchise, as you know.
It's a good, solid investment, right?
That's what it feels like.
Because it did well last time. It'll probably do well this time, right?
I just want to be, I want to challenge them to be a little bit more creative and original.
Please.
That's all I'm asking.
I'm with you on
that. It's a simple one. So whether we need to pitch Waiting for Wednesday, high-powered woman who's just trying to get her life together and her daughter's name is Wednesday, or Gang Boss.
I think these are shows. These are like, Waiting on Wednesday is a sitcom.
Shows that would have rocked the 90s.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yes. I think.
Early 2000s.
I don't have I'm trying to do the clothing quickly on Wednesday. I think she's got a bucket hat. She's basically Blossom.
That's what I just thought of Blossom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Wednesday is actually Blossom. Oh my gosh. But that's fine.
We're doing what Hollywood does.
I think everybody will be comfortable with it, right?
I hope so.
Because it's familiar.
I'm just going to plan my retirement now.
I've seen this somewhere before. I'm going to watch it again because I don't really remember.
If it gets eyeballs on the screen, we'll take it.
That's what we're about.
Yes, we'll take Waiting for Wednesday. Coming soon.
Yes, coming soon, maybe.
Probably on that Fire Stick or Roku.
Yeah.
Coming soon to Roku.
When we figure it out, we'll let you know.
Sure.
Then I'm going to do exactly what Hollywood's doing, and that is prey on your nostalgia. This past week.
Get off my nostalgia.
Get off it, Claire. It was either Monday or Tuesday. I don't remember what day. Earlier this week, it was like National Snack Day, one of those like tear off the thing on the calendar. And I'm like, thanks so much. I celebrate every day. But thank you for having one day that I can celebrate snacks.
Snacks are the reason for that season.
Yeah.
Yes.
Every day. Somebody looked at like the trends, the Google trends, the data of the snacks that we're most nostalgic for. The snacks that we've been missing, the snacks of your youth.
That aren't out anymore?
They're not available. Or you maybe people are like, hey, whatever happened to that? I ate that a whole bunch as a kid.
I've got some breakfast cereals like Quisp.
Quisp.
Haven't seen Quisp for a long time.
You know,
King Vitaman.
He was Vitaman?
King Vitaman. I think it was King Vitamin, but it was pronounced Vitaman.
Really?
I think so.
I thought it was Vitamin because it was like, hey, kids, these are delicious, but it's vitamins.
But it's King Vitaman.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, a lot of breakfast cereals are very nostalgic.
Whatever happened to those? They did like some Google trends of the ones that people are really searching for that they want to figure out what happened to them.
Slowpokes.
What's that?
It's like a Milk Dud chocolate on a stick, but it's got a little caramel base to it.
That sounds delicious.
It's fantastic. Good luck finding a Slowpoke.
Okay, yeah. We need to get on that.
Okay, let's go for a road trip. You know who has them? Galena has all of them.
Galena has it?
I'm guessing it does. And if not, they'll get it because it's Galena.
Hey, Galena.
Hey, Galena.
Me. Yeah, they have the old-timey candy
shops. What are the big ones coming?
Dunkaroos. People want to go back to that nostalgia. You can actually get them. They're in stores now. They got discontinued in 2012, but General Mills brought them back due to popular demand.
Good job, General Mills.
Thank you. Bagel Bites, though, you can only get those in Canada.
I forgot about Bagel Bites.
Yeah, I know. When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime.
Totally also forgot they had a jingle.
Yeah, it was awesome. Did you just hear it? It was really good. It was a delicious little jingle. They are hard to get. Fruitopia. Did you ever have Fruitopia?
I remember the brand. What was it?
That was the
only... Was it like Fruit by the Foot?
No, it was a drink. It was like a Coca-Cola-based drink. And that was the only machine that we were allowed to drink from
was
in my
Fruitopia?
School.
Was Fruitopia?
Because it was fruit. It was so not fruit.
We had juice boxes, same thing at school, which was mostly sugar.
You guys, and you then can't dyed have water. Pop, but you can have...
Fruitopia.
Fruitopia.
Now that you say that, I remember that.
Yeah, it's... Yes. Don't worry, it's healthy. It was not healthy.
They scammed you, school administrators. They scammed you good.
Oh, man, but I wish they could scam you again. Oh, that stuff was delicious.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
As I'm sipping tea.
Perfect. And hey, I really want to test the limits of our friendship.
Okay.
But first things first, I have an issue of safety. I am concerned about, I guess I should have probably brought producer Ben in here too. I'll send an email to everybody. I saw something on my way into the building this morning that has me just a little bit concerned because I saw something disappear into our neighbor's space that looked exactly like a dog. But I don't think that this was just like any dog.
Well, we have there's that couple with the German Shepherd.
Yes.
Who weirdly walk their dog at dark 30 in the morning.
They love walking in the dark.
I see them about every 2 weeks and they're always right around our area.
But Eric.
It's not that dog?
It's not that dog because I grew up, my dog growing up was a German Shepherd. I know what a German Shepherd looks like. They are dark brown, black fur. Like, I get it, okay? This was not that dog.
What dog is this dog?
This was definitely a dog, but it was all gray or like light gray or white. And it had kind of like the tail of a husky, but the face of like a wolf.
You're describing a wolf.
I think I saw a wolf.
Here?
Yeah, well, no, disappearing onto our neighbor's property. So not our problem, their problem, but could easily, you know, make its way back.
First time today, or have you seen it any other times before?
I've only seen it the one time.
Because we had a full moon about a week ago.
So are you saying like coyote?
No, I'm thinking it's somebody who works here who's part person, part wolf.
Do we have a teen wolf on the property?
I believe it's a teen wolf.
Teen wolf?
I think one of our street teeners is a teen wolf.
No, I'm just
thinking out loud. I've never seen, just you have seen this wolf?
You know
or
what?
Or do we legitimately have a coyote? Because we have a lot of deer
coyote?
Around here.
Coyote?
I don't know.
So, yes, we have turkey. We have deer. We have wild fresh game.
We have a... Not anymore.
No!
Because we have a predator.
I haven't seen anything like that since I've seen...
Where did you see it?
The dog. Where did I see it?
Yeah, where in the parking lot?
Leaving the dumpster area of the parking lot and going into the neighbor's area.
Let's send producer Ben outside to examine for carcasses.
What if he gets eaten by the wolf?
He can hold his own.
Oh, little Ben Riding Hood.
He grew up in a manor. Old timey.
He's got some streets toughened him.
They did.
They have prepared him for this.
He grew up on schnitzel and steins of beer.
You make it sound so delicious. He comes with a side of schnitzel.
He does. That's the best part that nobody knows about producer Ben.
Dang it.
Sides of schnitzel.
You are making it safe for Ben. Ben sounds absolutely delicious.
Oh, no. He's going to get eaten by street teen wolf.
Producer Ben with a side of schnitzel.
Oh, it's nice knowing you, buddy.
Yeah, well.
Okay. Testing the boundaries of our friendship.
Okay. I'm
close
nervous.
Your eyes.
Okay, close my eyes.
And picture... Have you ever heard of like the Painted Desert or Monument Mountain, Monument Desert? I'm losing it. It's like in Utah.
Rock?
It's those rock formations.
Flat top?
You see the strata.
I see it.
Some are flat, some are pointy. I got a calendar as a gift from some friends last night.
Tabletop rock is
one of them. Okay. This is a little different shape. It's a fundraising calendar. Money
Do you
goes.
Want me to open my eyes?
Not quite yet. I'm going to show you in a second. my money goes to national parks and prostate cancer research, which is awesome.
Can't see the microphone.
I am now going to let you see the first. Here's the January picture of this calendar. Open your eyes. Go.
Whoa!
Yes. Whoa.
What?
It's exactly what you think it is.
That's a dirty picture.
Wonderfully phallic natural rock formations is the title of my calendar.
What?
Yes. Would you like me to open it so we can see more of them?
I don't know if you should.
I want to desperately.
I desperately want to. No, actually, I do want to know. Because do you ever do this when you get a new calendar? It's like, what's my birthday month?
Let's go to May and see the wonderfully phallic rock formation of May.
It's all rocks.
It
right?
is.
It's all
These
rocks.
Are all natural formations in the state parks or the national parks of our great United States. The question, the burden is, what am I supposed to do with this thing? There's June.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, June.
Let's go to May.
Now, you can't hang up June.
May's not too bad.
Oh, we could get away with that.
I could get away with May.
You could get away with that.
Can't get away with June.
No. Nope. You can't hang
up. You're also May. Did you notice there's two rock formations?
Oh, my
there's
gosh.
One for you.
Oh.
And one for me. Oh, I got...
What do you got?
Business buzz. Wells Fargo is closing their downtown Cedar Rapids banking branch at 11 o'clock this morning.
What?
The second floor will house Wells Fargo Investment Services, but the primary banking component on the first floor is going to close. Wells Fargo will have four remaining branches between Cedar Rapids and Marion. The existing customers have known this since about November. They started putting some signs up, but today is officially the date. Same thing happened with the U.S. Bank branch downtown also. It's all investment services now because they're just using other satellite locations to do the drive-through stuff and the banking stuff.
Really?
But that's a huge building.
That's a big building.
Across from a building that's still been empty for quite a while. So it'd be curious to see. And Wells Fargo owns that building. So we'll see what the future is for the Wells Fargo building downtown Cedar Rapids.
Hmm.
Iowa City's getting a downtown Raising Cane's.
Really?
Renovation is underway. The old Capital Town Center space that Panera Bread used to be in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a storefront that actually opens up onto South Clinton. It seems to be kind of near Buffalo Wild Wings, and I think there's a Chinese restaurant in that vicinity.
Why couldn't we just do another one in that Wells Fargo thing that you're just talking about?
So you're suggesting a Raising Cane's downtown Cedar Rapids.
There's already a drive-thru.
There's a huge drive-thru and a huge parking lot that can handle the traffic. That's a brilliant idea.
One of those tube things.
Raising Cane's has more than 700 locations nationwide, and I just now realize what you said. You want to send me chicken strips through a pneumatic tube?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
A thousand times.
Wouldn't you still eat them? That'd be cool.
Oh, my God. Chicken strips delivered by way of pneumatic tube?
Good. I thought you were not down with a pneumatic tube.
No, I am
tube.
So
okay,
down
good.
With
we're
pneumatic tube chicken strips. Heck, yes, I am. That's fantastic. Please make it happen. How do you get the chicken people and the banking people to talk?
I don't know.
We need to get them in a room.
You know what? Maybe we are the people that could make that happen.
Are we going to facilitate this?
Hey, friends.
Are we the liaisons?
We have a friend that might be able to help.
Guys, sit down. Check this out. Just imagine, if you will.
We called you here for a reason. We know business.
We do know business.
And we know that people would enjoy getting chicken tenders through a pneumatic tube.
You don't have to drive to the window. You go two windows down and there it's your chicken. The little door opens up.
Yes, I'm so down with this.
And it would smell fantastic all the time.
Brilliant. You're so smart.
Fox Sports says Caitlin Clark's record-setting game for Iowa against Ohio State on Sunday attracted more than 4 million television viewers at its peak. It was the most watched women's regular season college basketball game since 1999. Now, I want to take you quickly back to 1999, the good old days. No streaming services, very limited sports channels. So there weren't as many options. So, of course, more people watched limited games, right?
Uh-huh.
Viewership was averaging 3.39 million. It got to 4.42 late in the second half as they were running away with the game. This game beat the Golden State Warriors Boston Celtics game on ABC, had less viewers than a college women's basketball game on Fox.
That's nutty.
It's the sixth highest rated television basketball game this year.
What?
Number one was a college game on Thanksgiving after an NFL game.
Oh, yeah.
Then you have four really good NBA matchups, and then this one. So it is a top six broadcast for viewership.
Wow.
For basketball in 2023-24.
That's spectacular.
Also, while we're at it, Caitlin Clark unanimously voted the Big Ten Player of the Year yesterday for the third year in a row. So congratulations.
Fair.
Iowa Hawkeyes taking on either Wisconsin or Penn State in the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament. That will be Friday, televised from Minneapolis, sold out. That will be on Big Ten Network, 5:30.
Wow.
There you go. Power of Caitlin Clark.
That's amazing.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
I don't think I've ever seen an old-timey looking wanted poster with a baby in a stroller until today when I got to work.
That's exactly what we're after, y'all.
Wanted. Babies in strollers.
Trying to round them all up if we can.
Corral them.
Downtown Cedar Rapids on Sunday, March 17th. Yeah, that's St. Patrick's Day. And guess what's happened downtown on St. Patrick's Day?
Big parade.
The Sapadapaso Parade. One of the biggest St. Patrick's Day parades in the country. And we want you to be a part of it.
We've been inspired by the baby with the Morning Scramble namesake, Charlotte the Morning Scramble Blue.
We love our baby. Her mother named her after us. And we take this kind of like godparents.
Very much so.
We take it seriously.
We need to denounce Satan.
Yeah.
And that's part of being a godparent, I believe. Like priority one is watch out, Satan.
Yeah.
I'm guarding the child.
Get out of here.
You do that.
Okay.
And then give them cool gifts as they get older from christening on.
Yes. And great guidance.
Great guidance.
Yeah.
And sometimes because it's like being a fun uncle or a fun aunt, you want to be a fun godparent.
Exactly.
And we found the fun. Charlotte, the Morning Scramble Blue, is going to be our baby drum major.
Yes, she is going to lead us and the Z102.9 marching band through the streets of downtown Cedar Rapids. And we thought it might be fun if we had a whole gaggle of babies join our baby.
Just imagine, like you see in the Rose Bowl parade, you've got these huge college and also high school marching bands. There's always the band component, the instrument side, but they have what's called a color guard. We don't have that. Every once in a while, we'll have a flag or two pop up.
Yeah, but it's very inconsistent. So
what
do we do to build up that colorful part that really helps to represent the band? We thought, cuteness factor, babies and strollers.
Because when you think about a marching band entry in a parade, it needs to be amazing for all your senses, including sound, but also sight. And that's where we would like rows and rows of babies and strollers in front of our marching band.
Yes, we need your help to beef up the baby drum line.
For sure, the baby drum line.
The baby.
We could all give them just little sticks or something.
Sure.
They might chew on them. They might actually use them as percussion. We don't care.
We don't care. We just want to see some babies leading our band. We also need band members too, by the way.
A little bit of both.
If you play a musical instrument and would like to join our band, we are currently expanding the band.
All you have to do, be it baby or instrument, get a hold of us. Scramble@KZIA.com. We'll give you all the details as we get ready for Sapadapaso coming up on St. Patrick's Day.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Okay, not every movie can be a huge box office smash hit. Sometimes somebody's got to fail. And I guess it was Dakota Johnson's turn with Madam Web. But she's not surprised that it was a flop at the box office. In fact, she says that this was, you know, like the universe giving her a sign. She wasn't supposed to be doing superhero movies.
Now, you're only saying that because it bombed. If it did well.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. She said sometimes in this industry, you get a sign, you sign on to something, and then it's one thing when you're making it, and then it's a completely different thing in that process that gets produced. So it's like, wait, what? But it was a real learning experience.
Wait, that was her quote, is yeah. Wait, what?
So you're like, wait, what? But it was a learning experience. And of course, it's not nice to be a part of something that's getting ripped to shreds. But I can't say that I don't understand. She gets it.
I mean, part of that game is they don't film it in order. You don't know what goes in the movie, what doesn't make the movie.
Yes.
The line made sense at the time, but then they add the music and the lighting and like, oh, that didn't really pay off on the big screen.
And it's like all these different people working together to make one thing. So sometimes that is a cohesive thing that really works, and sometimes it just doesn't.
We've all done group projects. We know how that goes.
Yeah, you ever been a part of one? Speaking of group projects, let's head over to Netflix. Where rumor has it there's a bit of trouble on the set of Queer Eye. As I told you previously in Z's Sleaze, there's a brand new cast member on set. Bobby is no longer a part of the show, and so he's been replaced with Jeremiah. However, this has nothing to do with Jeremiah. Issues of rage on set, and according to one report, Rolling Stone says it's coming from Jonathan Van Ness.
Jonathan seems to be the breakout star
yes.
of that Fab Five.
As I was just at Sephora last night, his own hair care line there as well. He's, yeah, had great success.
Is this like some pre-Madonna stuff?
Well, the source says that there's a lot of real emotion when they're filming and fear around them when they get angry. And it's almost like a cartoon character where it just kind of oozes out of them. And it's intense and it's kind of scary. Van Ness is a yeller and so gets into screaming matches with someone at least once a week. You never know if it's going to be cast or crew. Another source said that, you know, you assume that since it's a lot of love and positivity
yeah.
on the show, and you think that this cast is all friends and they actually live in the Queer Eye house, and that's not the case.
The queer cave?
No, yeah. Like they have separate lives and they come together to film the show, and they're not really a part of each other's lives outside of that. So they're like, it's not really obvious maybe that they're not friends, but they're not. So,
but you're still a peer and a coworker.
True.
And you can't do that at
you
work.
You can't, no.
Not to that level.
No.
Or like walk away, blow off some steam, come back.
Exactly.
Don't
different ways
throw
to
a
it.
Croissant.
But right now, it's a little bit of a problem. Let's go back into old Hollywood glamour.
Back when the cameras had little light bulbs you had to take out every time they took a
not
picture.
Not that far. Come back.
Oh, a little more.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little
How
bit
far
more recent.
How far back am I going?
10 years ago.
Oh, that's not that far.
Not that far.
Okay.
But 10 years ago, the 2014 Oscars were a hoot and a half. We had all kinds of stuff going on. Earlier this week, we were talking about Adele Dazeem was created from that, John Travolta's little slip up. But they also were hosted by Ellen. And Ellen had a very iconic night. She ordered pizza and had pizza delivered to the room. She also had this selfie, this viral selfie that was crazy. She had so many famous people in this selfie. It was huge. Great stunt. But New York Post just revealed a new story looking at the people in the photo and asking the question, is that photo cursed?
Cursed, you say?
Is it cursed? Because look at the carnage. Like you said, Eric, you remembered. Oh, yeah. All I remember is that she asked Bradley Cooper to take the photo. Bradley Cooper's in the photo. Bradley Cooper was nominated for an Oscar that very night. He did not win. In fact, he lost 7 more Oscars following the 2014 Oscars.
Ouch.
Yep. He has been nominated this year for 3 times in Maestro, so we'll see. But he has been shut out every year that he's been nominated. He's 0-12.
This is like being on the cover of Sports Illustrated or like being on the Madden NFL game.
Precisely.
There's a curse that comes along with it.
Precisely. Look at Ellen herself.
Things didn't go well
no.
a few years after that Oscar.
Yeah, the
broadcast.
2020 toxic workplace environment allegations. I mean, her show ended in 2022. That wasn't great. Kevin Spacey was also in it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie in Happier Times. Also in the photo.
What an interesting moment, frozen in time.
Frozen in time. It wasn't great for everybody. Is the thing cursed?
If I'm a celebrity about eight rows back, I'm like, check. You'd be happy that it hasn't happened. Maybe if you're blurry, you're okay.
I was mad at the time, but 10 years later, hey, good for me.
Still with my spouse, my partner.
My career's going
well.
I've
had a decent career. No allegations.
Yeah, just be on the lookout, people who are in that selfie.
That's a fun breakdown.
That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
I think as a parent, moms and dads, it's important to let off a little steam. So we're sharing. We're just chatting, just us parents, about the show that's banned at your house. And I mean, I think it's interesting. Sometimes it's a matter of content. Obviously, not every show is programmed for children. But sometimes children's shows can just get under your skin.
Well, there's a formula. They want the kids singing, because you learn this way. Go back to Sesame Street.
Totally.
Singing songs, bright colors, voices probably at a certain pitch. I'm sure this has all been researched.
Yeah, and they've got to do certain things to keep adults' interest too. So I think that's why Sesame Street started having we'll have a celebrity.
We'll bring Usher in.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, mom's interested suddenly. But it's hard to have a balance of interest for both sets. And so sometimes those kids' shows just get under your skin.
That's our question right now for Momtoversy. What kids' show is banned at your house?
Dragon Tales.
Dragon Tales. What is it about Dragon Tales that gets under your skin?
The largest dragon is the scariest and most whiniest voice I've heard.
Oh, come on.
I don't know the show, and it sounds like you do the large dragon.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I don't know, Max, Emmy, should we do it?
He's always scared of everything, and yeah, I forget his name.
Is it still on, Dragon Tales?
I think it's not. It's interesting too. This is like different generations.
Yes.
Cause I feel like my siblings watched that.
Dragon Tales?
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm aware of it. I didn't really watch it actively, but there's stuff that like my sisters are watching with their kids now. Like I didn't have Cocomelon with my kids, but I've watched just a couple episodes with my nephews and I would lose my mind.
What makes it so bad?
It's just the songs, like, yay! It's too basic. It doesn't keep my interest. I don't understand how it works.
That is our Momtoversy. What kids show is banned at your house? The conversation continues at 200-1029.
Hello, you calling for Momtoversy?
I am. So I know SpongeBob.
No SpongeBob?
No SpongeBob.
No SpongeBob.
I think there's some stuff that they say and like it's more adult that my 3-year-old shouldn't be watching it.
I agree. I think it started like the concept, like this is going to be for kids. And then they realized that adults kind of like it. And then it got a little too adult.
I feel like it's a Family Guy type of feel.
Yeah, it takes me back way to college and Ren and Stimpy, which was on MTV. Yeah. It was an adult cartoon.
Yeah.
But it has a very similar style and tone to it in SpongeBob.
But I also know Blippi.
No Blippi either.
No Blippi. But I will watch Bluey. I will watch Bluey till the day is long with him.
Yes. Yes, agreed.
Yay, Bluey.
Yes.
Boo, Blippi.
Yep. I'm going to put grannies on my car.
Yes. Yes. Oh, do you have a sticker?
I'm going to make one, yes.
I saw somebody had one. It was like, oh, it's so cute.
Are you guys in a Bluey club I'm unaware of?
Oh, yeah. Well, Bluey and Bingo pretend that they're grannies. Coming, Janet, right away, Rita.
And that's not annoying?
Yep. It's so
cute. I slipped on my beans.
Ow, we need to go to the store and get more beans.
I feel like I'm in a foreign country. I have no clue what you guys are talking
about. It's so fun. You gotta watch Bluey, man.
It's awesome.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtoversy on Z102.9.
We bring it to you every week, a different topic. Momtoversy. Going into your living rooms, your family rooms, what TV shows aren't on anymore because you have banned them?
Yeah, sometimes that can get a little bit grating. We had a story just last week about how Peppa Pig is getting some families just really agitated.
Because she's rude?
One mom said that her son learned a bunch of stuff from Peppa that was just rude. Like when he gets something he doesn't like to eat, he's like, no! And he says it in a British accent. It's just weird.
Coming off of the no, if the episode resolves with, oh, you have to learn to eat stuff you don't like, then that's the goal.
Sure.
But apparently the delivery is not what people are liking.
The kids aren't getting that end goal result. So it's like, well, I had to ban that show at my house because it's not hitting home.
I texted both Hanson brothers.
Yeah.
When I grew up, a lot of it was basically kids programming was Saturday morning cartoons, Sesame Street Electric Company. That was about it. We got a satellite dish at, because we were in the country. We didn't have cable.
Yeah.
So I got early Nickelodeon. The old, you can't do that on television when they would slime people.
Ah, awesome.
But we were kind of just left alone to watch what we wanted to watch. I can't think of a band ever coming
nothing
down.
Nothing banned?
Not to me.
I'm
waiting on the two young ones.
You just said Ren and Stimpy, and that reminded me of that band. I was like, oh, yeah, I don't really know that reference because my mom wouldn't allow me to watch it.
You couldn't watch Ren and Stimpy when you were in school?
No, it was not allowed. That and The Simpsons was always on after school, and mom was like, no, you can't watch that because that's for adults.
The Simpsons got me in a British newspaper. Have I told you this story before? I'm on a high school band tour. I'm in London, almost curfew. We're walking around a mall. Photographer spots me. No, a news writer, because The Simpsons had been on in America for a few years.
And it was such a cultural phenomenon.
And
like
parents
Homer?
Hated Bart.
Bart?
Yes.
Yeah. He was the Butterfinger BB's kid.
And I'm wearing my Homer Simpson, Bart Simpson t-shirt. And they're like, we're doing an article on how this is now infiltrating England. Will you pause for a moment and we could take a picture with you? And but that wasn't banned in my house either.
Really?
I think my parents seem to be a little bit make your own choices and then go watch it in the other room.
Ken and Rosemary were very cool.
My hippie parents, man.
Raise yourself.
I was a Montessori child, apparently.
Well, I appreciate that, though, because you got to have like an experience where you got to see that stuff. But sometimes there's things that either parents are like, that's not appropriate for kids. I'm not going to allow you to watch it. Or sometimes as parents, it's like, if I have to hear that kid whine one more time, I can't do it.
We've got a call where if they had to hear this theme song and the show that's banned in your house is...
Good morning. I just wanted to say when my kids were growing up, Mr. Rogers was not allowed in our house.
Did you not like Fred Rogers?
No. I thought he was creepy. And I just, that was one show that was not allowed.
Okay, question. Did you then watch the Tom Hanks movie?
No.
No. Creepy. Dead stop. Just... creepy.
It's not for me, okay?
Fair enough.
From
not
this
for
judge,
everybody.
It's a no.
Thank you for that answer. We appreciate it.
Helping raise your kids the scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
The hits keep coming.
Oh, my goodness. There are so many parents that are, they know right away when you say what TV show is banned at your house. They've got their response. And it's almost gone from like, For Audrey, I knew right away, like, Caillou's going to be the divisive character. But as kids, you know, keep progressing and the television shows keep progressing, it's almost like the internet is your oyster.
You went from three stations in PBS, so four stations.
Yes.
And then you add cable.
Yes.
And then you add streaming.
The world gets wider.
And then you add the internet. What kids show are you banning at your house?
Oh, God. So my daughter likes watching the show on YouTube. It's called Avocado Baby.
Oh, Lord. YouTube. You start with YouTube show. I'm like, no.
Claire just told me no screen time with her eyes. It's called Avocado Baby?
Yes. It's so annoying. They're so whiny. And all you like all the time. It's
Oh, so it's just the kids are whining. And is it like real or is it like animated? What is this?
Oh, it's animated. It's just awful.
Do you, are you ever successful in trying to turn it off or take it away? Or is this a battle that you have lost?
Well, so we usually say, okay, we're going to stop doing that. Then she'll watch something else. But eventually it just, the cycle goes back to Avocado Baby. And I don't know why.
It's the algorithm, right? And then they keep recommending it to the kid. And they're like, ooh, bright colors. Click.
Avocado algorithm is out to get all of us.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
We cannot stop talking to everybody's calling in for our Momtroversy, the kids show that are banned at your house.
Yeah, it's different for all different types of parents, right? There's sometimes it's just like certain things get under your skin and you just have to say, enough, we're not watching that anymore.
Claire, I need to prepare you for the call we're about ready to listen to, Claire.
No!
This may make you mad. What kid show is banned at your house? That's our question this morning.
I'm going to get a lot of feedback from this one. I can't stand Bluey.
Oh,
she's anti-Bluey,
wait,
Claire.
Huh? How? Why?
I'm just going to watch this conversation
Why
unfold.
Why do you hate Bluey?
My 3-year-old has picked up. That's not fair.
Oh, no.
Because that's what Bluey and Bingo always say. And she says it with all the sass, and I just cannot.
It's so bad when they pick up the negative part. Like, no, that's not the point.
Right? And I'm like, of all the things to pick up, that's the one?
I'm sorry. You know what? Maybe come back to it later.
Yes, we had to, we cut back. I don't know if we'll ban it completely, but we've cut back.
We'll have to just circle back to that one.
It's like it's a special treat. Yes. It's like ice cream. Yes. You don't want it, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, and that's what they picked up too, is the wanting to eat ice cream for everything.
Is that big on Bluey? They eat a lot of ice cream?
No!
Do they?
Well, but then it's like, but hey, edamame is also delicious, huh? Right? Just different delicious. Dang it.
Yeah, I mean, we like the asparagus game, though. That's one good thing that's come off of it.
Yeah, but so there's something.
There's some good with the bad.
Yes, yes.
Thanks for your call for Momtroversy.
Thank you.
Do you need a minute to compose yourself?
Well, I mean,
you're such a big Bluey fan.
I am such a big fan. I just, I'm sad for her that the negative things are happening. But it's just the same with Peppa, right? The whole thing that the parents were complaining about with Peppa the pig is that Peppa acts like a 4-year-old.
Sure.
Which is what she's portraying, right? So Bluey and Bingo are acting their age. So then the child is emulating that.
Child's not picking up on the lesson.
Yeah.
Let's wrap everything up with a bow at the end of the episode. They're getting the stuff midway through.
I hope that mom is watching the episodes that are like especially for the parents. You know?
That's the better way to Bluey.
Yeah.
That's the way to Bluey.
Maybe.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
It's the moment of truth for the Morning Scramble and our three-song showdown.
There can only be, though there be three of us, there can only be one winner.
Producer Ben is the official tabulator when it comes to three-song showdown. He's checked all of the phone calls. Mm. He has checked all of the emoji votes, as well as the Z102.9 text line.
We trust his math.
Producer Ben, what?
He's also a competitor. This seems really, but I don't want to do it. Go
on. He's a good dude.
Producer Ben.
He's a good dude.
He's a good dude.
We don't even need to add in all the extra votes. Most of those were for Claire.
Okay. As it stands right now, taking bronze in our three-song showdown is
Eric.
I am at the end of the road.
Oh, so sorry. End of the road for you, bud.
End of the line for dancing Eric Hansen. Okay,
so
moving into second place.
Second place.
Second place is
silver.
Silver memory. Producer Ben.
Producer Ben
Producer
and his
Ben.
Song Silver Memory. Maybe I should have had a song by a gold band. I would have been better.
Yeah, but you know, then here I am at the top of the podium.
Yeah,
just hanging out with the gold medal all by myself. Don't wanna live all by myself.
At the top of the podium.
So lonely, but it feels so good.
Anybody wanna thank?
Don't fall.
Celine.
You wanna thank Celine Dion?
Celine Dion.
What about Renee?
Renee! All of them.
Everybody from Canada?
All of Canada. I wanna thank you all so much. You've made my dreams come true.
We hope you didn't hear this. The scramble screwed up.
So how do you trace a guitar stolen in 1972? Just start asking around?
I guess mouth to mouth. Word to word. You know what I mean?
Mouth to mouth.
If you could just mouth to mouth interview every person who was on the Lost Bass Project.
We like to kind of like fact off.
Barbie is a beach off. Morning Scramble is a fact off.
Yeah, exactly.
You ready to fact off?
I'll fact you off.
Childhood hunger is something that no one should ever have to face. And school lunch should be a time that kids look for.
You okay?
I was.
You're getting choked up.
I'm very emotional about this.
I've got breaking buzz.
Wait, what?
Speaking of breaking things, are you okay?
Chair got stuck. chair was stuck under the table. There was something that was in the chair. It was me. It was weighing it down, and then I stood up, and then it got stuck.
It got stuck. Everybody okay?
Everyone's okay over here. 12-inch
12 auger. Full inches. There I am in a crotched-like position.
Crotch?
I meant to say squatty-like position.
Gil, what happened?
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese.
Has authored this book. There's a Halloween-themed kids in a blanket called Mummy Dogs.
Wait, kids in a blanket? You mean pigs in a blanket? This is horrible. What is Chuck E. Cheese doing?
Charles E. Cheese, how to eat children. He's a rat that eats kids.
Now we're into Five Nights at Freddy's. It's a whole different cookbook. But the trick with Iowa State is they change their uniforms.
They do.
Like I change underwear. So I don't, yeah, every day.
Every day, you guys. That's what he meant. Every
Today's
day.
Trip. Or the tip is keep it clean.
Because I don't know if we've
Wait,
discussed.
Monthly?
I don't think that we've discussed your underwear.
I guess you didn't know how often. I should probably tell people. It's on the daily. I'm changing underwear regularly.
The best of the worst of the morning scramble. Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.